The Southeast State Fair was sunny and well attended. Director Amanda Rendles crunched the numbers.
Our highest number attendance before this year was 2018. We were leaning in that direction. We're almost back to pre-pandemic numbers.
Randall says some food vendors reported record revenues. The booths received payment for over 6,500 entrances over 4 days, with Saturday being the most attended day, with close to 2,300 bracelets sold. Randall says this does not include volunteers, vendors, and performers who are not charged, and may represent up to 400 people.
Generally speaking, I think it was a solid year, and we're getting back to where we used to be. Go Hanes! We couldn't do it without this community, I tell you what.
Randall's is hard-pressed to think of something that didn't go well. Not too hard, though.
The squirt gun thing is just sort of become tradition around here.
She says there is a filling station set up behind the barn, so the battles can happen out of the way, not in the middle of the crowd.
Whether we like it or not, it just happens. And it was so hot this year, I was down for it. But we did get reports from some of the kids saying that some of the other kids were filling up their squirt guns with toilet water. And so that was potentially one of our bigger issues of the whole fair was like, okay, you guys, stop filling up your squirt guns with toilet water.
Water guns. Let's hope they missed. For KHNS, I'm Alan DePermanil.